After cooling, yeast is added to start the fermentation stage. Yeast allows beer's full flavor to peak while it converts the remaining sugars into carbon dioxide and alcohol, giving beer its carbonation and alcohol content. So with brewers using the same four basic ingredients and the same basic brewing processes, how do we end up with thousands of unique styles of beer to choose from?
Beer making is not the wild, wild west. It's the wild, wide open world.
From the home brewers to the big guys, there's room for a lot of creative cookery.
I've traveled the world. I've met lots of brewers. And the one unique aspect about the people that make beer is that they're passionate about what they're doing.
Great brewers are like great chefs, using their own special combinations of barley, hops, and bubbling yeast. Another factor that affects the style of beer is its alcohol content. How much alcohol is found in a style of beer is partially determined by government regulations, which differ in each country and state, but mostly it's driven by consumer demand. The percentage of alcohol in a single beer runs from an average 3% to over 10%, and even as high as 17.5% in some specialty beers.